Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coz, what's going on, man?
Steiny, what's happening, guys? I'm ready. This is like
you're not ready. You're in your car.
I'm in the car, but that gives me total like focus on what you three are doing. So I'm down with that.
So where are you headed, Coz?
I was going to be heading to Napa, but I've changed the schedule. I'm heading back home right now, and then I'm getting ready to go back into the old network because we got some Giants baseball tonight. The Red Hot Giants are ready to roll tonight.
All right, Coz, let's go talk some 49er football, all right? Because okay. The Giants are, I mean, come on. Giants are in big trouble. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but they don't think so. They think that they can compete with this core.
I
so,
know. It's going to be interesting.
They're going to make that run.
Hey, when you 49ers exhibition game tonight, obviously it's a first game for Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. What do you want to see if you're a 49er fan tonight?
What I want to see is a team that looks like an NFL club, because I think over the last 3 years we have witnessed one of the most embarrassing assemblies of team in recent NFL memory, especially in Northern California. I want to see a team that has an idea and a general thought process. I want to see a quarterback who steps up to the line of scrimmage and can run an offense. I want to see a guy who, and we know that Brian Hoyer isn't going to set the world on fire, but I want to see some strides made in the direction that Shanahan wants him to go. And I know that I'm not picking out that many specific people, but the 49ers have been an NFL embarrassment for a few years, and I want them to step onto the field and look like a proud NFL franchise. So it sounds basic, but that's what I'm looking to see.
All right, Coz, I have a question for you. You said Hoyer's name right there, and everyone assumes that the Niners are just doing kind of a little holdover position right now until Kirk Cousins, or they can draft somebody, or even C.J. Beathard. But is there any chance that Shanahan's looking at this being like, if Hoyer performs, he could be the quarterback of the near future for the Niners?
I mean, sure. If he participates off the charts, I agree with that. But I don't think that anyone looks at that and says, oh, 5 years from now, that could still be the guy that's under center that's leading us to a Super Bowl. I think he is a great holdover guy who understands the system that Shanahan wants to run. And I think that's part of becoming an NFL franchise again, having a guy who's a leader, who understands how to be an NFL guy, and who understands what his head coach wants. If he's off the charts, if you think he's got the weapons to do those kind of things, maybe he is the guy for the next 3 years. I don't think that's their grand plan, though. I do think that they have higher sights set at the quarterback position, and I think just based on track record, you'd say you'd need higher sights than what Brian Hoyer brings you.
Coz, Drew here. So you were on your way to Napa, and you've turned around. You didn't feel like just going up to Napa and doing a little wine tasting and then coming back?
I know. That would be irresponsible, though, Drew, because you know that if you did some wine tasting and then you were behind the wheel, the law forbids that type of activity, sir. So I do not traffic in that type of activity, but I was up there the last 3 days on Raiders camp, so it was fun getting up to Napa. We had a good time, but I had to come back, and we're ready to gear up tonight for what we've got over with the Giants.
Yeah, speaking of Raiders camp, you have been up there. You've been doing those Facebook Live sessions with Scott Bear. So now that you've seen the Raiders up close and personal, what's your biggest takeaway so far from training camp? I know that, you know, we got to see the guys on the field, and really nothing matters until the regular season. But where are you at right now with the Raiders?
I have a few takeaways. I'm going to start with the quarterback, Derek Carr. Amazing to watch the way this guy handles himself, whether it's with the media or with the public. I tweeted out a couple of pictures of him signing autographs. He signs every last autograph for everyone waiting. It's a takeaway of a guy who understands his position. Everyone looks to him as the leader, and he seems to be so centered and just a wonderful person. The other takeaway from him is there was a play, and it's not contact, but there was a play in which he drops back, has a little pressure, felt it, got out of the pocket, and saw an opening, and he took off as if it was deep into November, and they needed a win against Kansas City to maintain the lead in the AFC West. He really wanted to show everyone that that injury he had last year wasn't going to prevent him from showing the speed and not being afraid to tuck the ball and run. So that's a takeaway that I have on him. Another takeaway is that any time number 24 gets the football, the reaction from the Raider faithful is unbelievable. The Raider Nation loves to see Marshawn Lynch, and they're all about Skittles Nation. The two questionable takeaways I have, Khalil Mack, and you know what you're going to get from Khalil Mack, but he wasn't in pads for the 3 days I was there. Last week he was in pads the one time, and he was way into the practice, but he wasn't in pads. And Amari Cooper not practicing, I think, for six of the last seven practices. At some point you start to wonder, what's going on? Are they resting him, or is there a little tweak with a knee or a hamstring that they're being quiet about? So those are my four takeaways that I'll give you right there.
Well done.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.
Coz, this is Grant. Hey, Coz.
What's going on, Grant? By the way, can I just point out, I'm trying these Facebook Lives, but the Babe Ruths of the Facebook Lives are Drew and Grant. So I'm nowhere near where you guys are. So thank you for acknowledging that I'm trying it. It's like I'm the guy in AAA baseball is trying to make his way to the majors. You guys are already Hall of Fame worthy in those Facebook
Lives.
Steiny, you got it.
Or instructionally.
Facebook Live. Exactly.
I know. You know what? I'm gonna be a big Facebook Live guy this season, especially with the Warriors expecting to do fairly well. It sounds like there may be some interest in the Golden State Warriors this year, so I'll probably try to take advantage of that.
You should. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, go ahead, Grant. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's no problem. So you're a five-tool player. You know all the sports, but this time you're headed to the Giants tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Giants know these games don't really mean much overall to the standings or trying to make playoffs because that's not happening. But who in particular are they looking at right now being like, this is a guy we're trying to test out to see for next season?
I think there's a variety of guys who they are, including the guy over at third base, Pablo Sandoval. I think this is his test for the next 6 weeks to see if, in fact, he's going to be a part of the future. If I see that diving stop that he made and that throw from his knees one more time, I think I'll be able to reenact it myself. It seems like that's the one play that everyone's kind of hanging on. I think Pablo Sandoval is a piece to that puzzle because it's a piece to the success of the franchise when they were smoking hot in the even number of years starting in 2010. I think Ryder Jones is another piece to that puzzle that they're going to look at. But unfortunately, Grant, I think that some guys who they want to take a look at aren't healthy enough. And I think that's going to be a problem going forward. The kid that they had at AAA, they brought up for a while. What is his name? Escape me. He wore number 22. He's the guy who called Will Clark and said, can I wear 22?
Christian Arroyo.
There you go. Yep. Arroyo. They'd like to see him a little bit more because they want to see where he fits in to the equation on this club. So I think that there are some guys, including Ryder Jones and Pablo, but there are some guys who are hurt, and Slater's another guy, I think, who they'd like to see more of. They have a thought that he might be a part of the future, but you can't see him because he's injured. And so they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place.
Coz, let me ask you this to finish up. I know you've got Sacramento roots and you pay attention to what's going on in the Sacramento area and on the scene there. What's the feeling about Zach Randolph, who was arrested the other day for marijuana possession and apparently was a fair amount?
Yeah, that's a bad sight for not only the organization, but for the NBA as a whole. Guy signs a two-year, $24 million deal and is apparently in some way attached to this. I think the party line is, well, we have to let it play out. His attorney has spoken, said it's a complete misunderstanding. Okay, we'll let it play out. But let's paint it this way, man. Let's be honest. As an organization, you have stacked your roster with young guys, 24 and under, because you think your future is 3 years from now. 3 to 5 years from now, when you're really going to blossom. You've brought in some veterans who you want to mentor these young guys on how to be good NBA citizens on the court and understand how to prepare. And one of those guys, the guy you spent the most money on, is involved in a police activity. I think the organization has to step up quickly and make a statement very clearly that while you let it play out, If this in fact did happen, I think you have to remove yourself from Zach Randolph. I don't think it's a good look. I don't think it's a good look for an organization that has a lot of check marks.
Saying cut him? Just waive him?
I think you've got to. I think if there's something in there in his contract where he has violated it, I think you can build a strong case for saying, I'm sorry, but that's not what we want in our organization. That's where this franchise is. Hey, the city of Sacramento, Kings fans are sick and tired of bad guys. They're sick and tired of losing and sick and tired of negative stories. This one came at the absolute worst time, and I think you have to be serious about how you deal with it.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Good stuff. Enjoy your Friday, and look forward to talking to you again.
Are you saying that you'd want them around your franchise? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it depends
I definitely need more details. Because what I read, it something doesn't add up from what I read where there was, it seemed like there was maybe a block party going on or something like that. And I need to hear more about it for sure.
I agree.
I mean, to me, why would a guy like that be carrying around all that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you on that one. Boys, I'm enjoying hearing you this morning, so thanks very much for letting me on. I appreciate it, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of your show.
All right, have a good one, Coz.
Thanks, Coz.
Thanks, guys. Take care, guys.
That is Jim Cozumel from NBC Sports Bay Area.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.